I've standard dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Ricky Lacko, L-A-C-K-O. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 3-12-26, Mr. Lacko performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. There was significant improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-23-25, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Welton Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Christos. One on 3-12-26. Mr. Hatcher performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 9-11-25. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and William Ridway, R-E-I-D-W-A-Y. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 3-12-26, Mr. Ridway performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree there was obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12-9-25. There's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Killian Mailander, M-A-I-L-A-N-D-E-R. This goes to the VA. On 3-12-26, Mr. Mailander performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1-15-25. There's been no significant change period, no paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and William Kennedy. This goes to Connie Hinnant. H-I-N-N-A-N-T, F-N-P on 3-12-26. Mr. Kennedy performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12-16-25. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. Thank you.